You tuned in to the Free Range Human Show of Choice, your daily dose of reality radio. It starts now. This is the Clay Edwards Show. I am, of course, Clay Edwards, the maitre d' of chaos. I like making up words. I'm like Joe Biden. Humalama shaman of pressure. I like to make up words. Look, a little different start to the show this morning. Hope everybody's safe out there. Roads weren't too bad. You know, all we wanted was to be left alone. That's all we wanted. Leave my guns alone, leave my freedom of speech alone, and damn sure leave our kids alone. That's all we wanted. Well, you know, we'd have been all right with a bunch of stuff. But you couldn't do that, could you? You just couldn't do it. Lefties could not just leave normal Americans alone. And now, here we are on the precipice of civil war. And they're going to raid the greatest president in this country's history. They're going to raid his home, his humble abode, Mar-a-Lago. This is the greatest threat to our democracy in the history of these United States. This makes that broken window on January 6th look like Easter at Grandma's house. This is even worse than the BLM riots. I'm disgusted. I'm sad. Democracy has died in darkness. I'm just kidding. I don't care. We're gonna mess y'all up so bad. Y'all are going to get it, man. Oh, my God. This way. And, the left, they can't meme either. After all this, they come out with this meme of Joe Biden. It's actually a meme making fun of Joe Biden, but they're too stupid to realize that. There's a meme of Joe Biden, and it's like, remember the Dark MAGA Rises meme? And it was Trump. They're like the Dark Knight Rises, the Batman poster. Well, somebody on the right took it, and they took the Nazi Iron Bird, and they put it behind Biden, you know, like it was the bat signal, and they didn't catch it. So the deputy White House press secretary memes this thing out, and it says, "The dark Brandon rises, no more malarkey." And it's got the Nazi Iron Bird behind it, and it's great. They're so stupid. They don't get context. They don't understand humor. It's why they've lost pop culture. It's why they can't do comedy. It's why we're winning. I know we're taking some body blows here and there, but we're taking these body blows because we are winning. It don't feel like, look, I'm going to tell you, knowing that 87,000 IRS agents are coming down, that does not feel like a victory. I know. Trust me, I know. But let me tell you what's going to happen. See, I've worked in the underworld of sorts. I mean, I don't mean underworld, like illegal. I mean, like, on the street level, like a lot of you guys have. I've worked on the street level. When I worked at the Buy Here, Pay Here dealership and the nightclubs and stuff like that, and you work with people who operate a little off the grid. They move money around differently. Not illegal. They're not doing nothing illegal, but it's a lot of cash business. You know, it's just they've safely used your Cash Apps of the world and your Venmos of the world, which I always thought was kind of stupid because it's all traceable. But it's a lot of independent, small black business owners, for instance, and we'll say Joe Biden voters. You know, a lot of those Joe Biden voters in Jackson, Mississippi. You know, a lot of these girls that do hair, nails. Stuff like that. Barbers, not just women, barbers. You know, a lot of people who hustle, they're side hustles, but they're actually their real jobs. You know, a lot of money moves around in those Cash App type apps, PayPal, stuff of that nature. These very people are going to be the ones that are hurt the most by some of this IRS stuff as they begin to audit all these transactions. And they find out that there's this entire underground parallel cash economy. And they start auditing these people. And they're going to get us too. I mean, we're actually the target. But these other folks are going to be the collateral damage. So the very people they voted for are going to be the ones that sink them financially. You know, as life goes, my friends, as life goes. Let's see here. Real quick, before we go any further. I don't know how you, you got to shift gears sometimes. Look, I know there's parents. I know it's school's back in. You've got your kids in the car right now heading to school. I want to talk to your children for just a second. If you don't mind, if you don't want to, change the station for a minute. But I want to talk directly to the kids in the car. Because that's one of the best honors and privileges I get is you guys listen to this show while you're taking your kids to school. And I take that responsibility seriously, especially when some of you brought it to my attention. So I try to watch what I say, you know, language-wise because of that. But I want to have a conversation with them that maybe you don't know how to have. Or maybe it's easier for a third party to have. Children, if you get to school today or any other day throughout the school year, and your teacher looks like they just stuck their hair in a crayon box and came out looking like a My Little Pony doll, that's going to be the first sign. That's going to be the first sign that something might not be right. The second sign is if they ever try to tell you, let's talk about something, but mommy and daddy don't have to know. You call the police. Mommy and daddy absolutely need to know that teacher does not have your best interest at heart. I just want to tell you all that. Stranger danger. You can call the Clay Edwards Show. You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, anything. Just search Clay Edwards. You can tell me, and I'll tell the principal. Call somebody. The teacher does not have your best interest in mind. If they ever tell you, mommy and daddy don't have to know. And they look like they stuck their hair in a crayon box. All right, man. We've got a call here on the Matt Hike of Flowood phone line.
Hello, Nate.
Hey, Nathan.
Hey, Clay Edwards.
Hey, sweetheart.
Hey.
She heard you talking to the kids, so she wanted to call and say hey to you.
Man, I love it, brother. I love it. Thank y'all so much. It gets me pumped up.
It was his idea.
It's all good.
Yeah, man. We appreciate it, and you have a good day. Be safe, brother.
And y'all too, man. Take care.
Fourth grade.
Heck yeah.
All right, man. Be safe.
All right, y'all too.
All right, be safe.
See, guys, that's a great example right there. My buddy Nathan taking his little girl to school. Beautiful little girl. She does dance recitals and stuff, and I even sponsored their dance recital book, whatever it's called, program last year. I appreciate the opportunity to get to do that. And I'll do that whenever I can, when finances permit. But that's an awkward conversation to have with your kids. And it's easier to do it from my perch sometimes up here. So I just wanted to say that, you know, if your teachers start talking to you about, if you're a little girl and they're like, do you feel like a little boy? Or if you're a little boy, they're like, it's okay to dress like a little girl. Tell somebody. And we will have them arrested. There will be no grooming of our children in Mississippi. Not if I have anything to do with it. When I say our children, I'm referring to the village. Because we've got to start looking out for one another and each other's kids and make sure we all got each other's backs. Because we're going to need it. Times are about to get rough. And we're going to need to know who's who. Who's got our backs. And I got y'all's. And I know y'all got mine. Man, I tell you what, y'all shower me with so much love and thank yous, and y'all thank me for what I do. Man, I thank y'all. This is y'all. I'm just the voice, man. I appreciate it. Hey, real quick, also, before we get back into this Mar-a-Lago stuff, and I got a lot of stuff to hit today. I'm glad it's a 2-hour show, and I'm glad I don't have a guest. I mean, I love guests, but I want to talk today. I got a birthday party this Saturday night. It may be the last one as a free man. I mean, we may all be living in gulags or in full-blown civil war by my 46th birthday. And I'm frankly, Joe Biden's the 46th president. I may skip 46 and get back to 47 when Trump's back in office if they haven't killed him by then. So I'm going to celebrate 45. It's going to be a Trump-themed birthday bash. Not really. I don't have any decorations. But in my mind, it's a Trump-themed birthday bash. It's free to get in. Bring the kids if you want to. Bring the family. It's kid friendly. I mean, they will be selling alcohol and stuff, but you know, it's open to everybody. So don't let not having a babysitter be the excuse. Come one, come all. We're now old enough that we don't mind our kids hanging out. My daughters are going to be there, you know. So I invite everybody. But it's going to be this Saturday night out at Back Porch 471, right there on Highway 471. In Brandon, right across the street from Ellis Autoplex, right in that general vicinity. And looking forward to it. It's going to start around 7 o'clock. It's going to be me, my good buddy Daryl Arnold, a.k.a. Dirty D, and Trevor Palmer. Trevor is a legendary bartender around here, worked everywhere from the dock to Shuckers to all kind of places. Everybody knows Trevor. The Fire, I mean, all over the place. And, of course, Daryl has been in a bunch of bands, and he's in Charade now with Rob, and they're going to be playing an acoustic show, three or four sets. Going to be playing all night. It's going to be a good time. And we're doing a little Triple Threat birthday bash this Saturday night out at Back Porch 471. Free to get in. Would love to get to see everybody come out and meet some of you guys I haven't met before, reconnect with some old friends. I'm going through my phone throughout the week and sending the flyer to everybody I can think of. If you don't get it, don't be mad at me. I ran out of time. I'm going in alphabetical order. Let's take another call on the Matt Kike of Flowood phone line. Hey, caller, you're on there.
Hey, good morning, Clay. How you doing?
Hey, Chris, how are you doing?
I can't complain. I hear you say, why would they want to kill Trump? That sounds like some fearmonger. I mean, that's like some people saying they were going to kill Obama when he was in office.
Well,
he got out of office.
Well, I got some audio here that I will play as soon as you and I get off the phone. But, yeah, I think they want to kill Trump. I think if Trump announces he's going to run, do not be surprised if they try to kill him.
He can run all he wants, but he got to win primaries first. I mean, I don't think he's going to get past DeSantis. I mean, DeSantis, the Republican young, great hope now.
Well, look, DeSantis is great, and Trump is going to have a little fight. But I think if Trump is serious about running, I think the seas will part, and people are going to rally behind Trump. I do believe that.
Okay, but like I say, I heard that same talk when Obama was the president, and after he became president, and all the other, just sound like some old fearmonger that the Republicans and Democrats like to do towards each other whenever they guys not in power.
Was it fearmongering last year? Would you have ever thought that they would be raiding the president's estate? If I told you that last year, man, they're probably going to try to, the FBI will be raiding. They're so scared of Trump running, they're going to try to arrest him. You would have told me that was fearmongering last year.
No, that wasn't fearmongering. He must have did something. I mean, you still got the income tax stuff going on, man. Still in the court about that, right?
No, he's not in court about income tax. That's just they want to see his tax returns. Some crazy people in New York. That ain't got nothing to do with the FBI.
Well, hey, they got to investigate. I'm pretty sure FBI, he had the only person FBI investigated that was high. They'll have high official politicians. So, but they do. That's their job. That's their job. FBI job to investigate, right? No matter who it is, nobody above the law.
It's a witch hunt. This is no investigation. Donald Trump would do nothing wrong. They know that. Okay. He is a good God-fearing man.
I like Ken Wade saying that. Donald Trump does nothing wrong, but I guess so. Okay, put like this. So it's a hoax when y'all favorite president or politician, when somebody else, they're doing their job.
Ultra MAGA is led by faith and the word. Our Lord and Savior, Donald Trump, would do no wrong. Chris, I got to take a break, brother.
If y'all calling y'all Lord and Savior, that's what there's to slap the face of the real Lord and Savior, brother. So y'all need to cut that out, man.
We got to take a break. Thank you. How dare he not bow down to Trump? I kid. I'll be right back. This is the Clay Edwards Show. Matt Kike of Flowood, phone line 601-879-0002. The Guns and Gear text line 769-241-1944. We'll be right back. Breaking rules when necessary. Just like the FBI raiding Trump's Mar-a-Lago. We'll break rules when necessary, apparently. All right, this segment going to be brought to you by Raymond Farmers Market. Man, look, I talked to the folks out there yesterday, Will and Holly. They are so excited about all the WYAB listeners and Clay Edwards Show listeners that are coming out there. And I just want to say thank y'all because they said, man, they tell us. They let us know where they heard about it. And they said, so they've come up with an idea to reward you guys for being WYAB listeners and for letting them know that they appreciate you or that you heard it here on the show. If you go to eat at Raymond Farmers Market any day of the week, And if you will just tell them, hey, I heard it on the Clay Edwards show or the radio station, whatever. I don't need the credit. They're going to give you a free dessert with your food, with your dinner. Free dessert or lunch, I guess, too. Free dessert. And look, man, everything there is made from scratch. So whatever the dessert is, it's going to be fabulous. So just keep that in mind. But look, check them out. They're open today. It's a full menu today. You can get the ribeye steak sandwich. I think they got a Philly cheese. They got all kind of burgers, grilled chicken sandwiches. And look, they have, I'll tell you, this is something little, but man, it's important. I know my wife loves it. It is the fresh cut French fries, like the real deal. Put the potato in the potato cutter and fresh cut the fries and fry them. That wears the grease out. Let me tell you, as a former kitchen guy, as a former fry cook, head fry cook in charge, it's not as cost efficient for the restaurant to use real potatoes because you go through more grease. But when they do, oh my gosh, it's so worth it. They're really good. But look, get out there, let them know you heard it on the radio show here on 103.9, and get a free dessert. Catfish night is Friday. Well, barbecue night is Thursday. Catfish night is Friday, and steak night is Saturday, and they're open for lunch and dinner. That's RaymondFarmersMarket.com, or give them a call, or just find them on Facebook at Raymond Farmers Market. Get your reservation and go enjoy. All right. So, I just, to Chris's point about, well, the FBI is doing their job. Well, when are they going to do their job about Hunter Biden and his obsession with smoking crack and having sex with underage women on video? When are they going to arrest Hillary Clinton? I mean, never mind the Clinton body count, but when are they going to arrest Hillary Clinton for deleting all those emails, all that top secret information? Because that's what they claimed this was about. There's somehow some top secret information, classified information, had ended up at Mar-a-Lago from the White House. And I saw where CNN ran some story last night or over the last couple of days, but I saw the clip last night of some classified documents torn up and put into a toilet in the White House. And I'm thinking to myself, these people think that their listener or their audience is so stupid that, well, they are. Their audience is so stupid that we'll tear up some little notes here, handwritten notes, and we'll throw them in the toilet. We'll tell them they were shredding classified documents and flushing them down the toilet. Oh, man. That is hard right there. That is hard. I don't know what to say about that. But anyway, when are they going to arrest Hillary? When are they going to arrest Hunter? Frankly, when are they going to arrest the Obamas? What about the Bush family? Dick Cheney. To quote Mike Madison, blood-soaked war criminals. Going down and raiding Mar-a-Lago. A pre-dawn raid. I mean, isn't it the Washington Post that has at the top of their website that says, democracy dies in darkness? Democracy died in darkness, my friends. Democracy died in darkness. All right, let's take a call on the Matt Kike of Flowood phone line here. Hey, you're on there.
Hey, Clay, this is communist bullshit. Excuse my language. People, if they don't, y'all don't go out and vote in 2022, you don't need to vote. I'm sorry. This is the raid of former president's home when you could have easily just got a subpoena? Come on now. Well, I mean, are they that scared of Donald Trump?
Yes. They are breaking the law at such a clip up there that there's no way that when somebody else gets in charge that they won't all go to jail. And they would nuke this place. They would gladly drop a dirty bomb on New York City to cause enough chaos, or any other town for that matter, to cause enough chaos to protect them from Donald Trump. Because they know he's going to come after them. The gloves are off now. They thought when they got up there to D.C. and they got full control of everything, that there would be this liberal utopia, and that is that ain't what people want. The approval rate, they're about to be a red wave. They know it's coming. There's going to be investigation after investigation. People are going to go to jail when the other side gets control. They damn well better anyway.
People don't go to jail. Man, you know as well as I do. They don't go to jail. Heroin didn't even go to jail. Heck, Phil Bryant probably won't even go to jail. He probably needs to.
Probably. If everything comes out the way it looks right now, it don't look good for Phil, but if he's also the whistleblower, you know, I'm sure there'll be some leniency. But to the
and I hate that because I like the guy personally. But
I do too.
So he was a great governor.
To the point of the Trump stuff and Hillary and all that, one of the worst mistakes we made was in, 16 or 17, well, I guess it would have been 17, when we did not start sending folks to jail when we had control of everything.
Yeah, exactly right, because I remember the day Trump got in, he reached over to Hillary and says, I'm not out to get you. I wish you the best of luck. I remember that. Couple hours after he got inaugurated.
They should have arrested her up there on the stage after he took his hand off the Bible.
Her and Comey.
Do what?
And Biden. Yep. For Christ's sake, this dude's got a kid as a crackhead having sex with minors. And whatever happened to his IRS investigation? Whatever happened to Jesse Jackson? Al Sharpton's IRS investigation? Or he owed $33 million in taxes.
Yeah, he became a governor. He became an informant. I mean, factually.
He was an informant back in the 70s and 80s.
Yeah.
He was also an enforcer for the mob. Go ahead. Have a good day, man.
You too, brother. We live in clown world. They have weaponized government agencies against Americans. And I know every generation, there's a point in life where you realize this, and you know this isn't anything new, but to this level and to the profile of the people they're doing it to. I mean, think back to when they raided Roger Stone's house a few years ago. They tipped CNN off that they were going to go do it, so they were there. And what was it, over perjury or something along those lines? They raided his house. Man, we live in clown world. Before we take this commercial break, I just got this video pulled up. Since Chris thinks I'm just fear-mongering, this is a clip of, what's his name? Bernie Kerik, the former NYPD New York Police Commissioner, last night on Newsmax. Hang on one second. Let me cut the volume on. This is him saying that he thinks that they will attempt to assassinate Trump.
A couple different social events, and I hear people talking. They said the Democrats want this guy so bad that they wouldn't put assassination behind it. And I'm going to tell you something. They've tried impeachment. They've tried another impeachment. They've tried one investigation after another. This is about one thing. This is about stopping him from running in 2024. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm not into conspiracies. I'm not into anti-government rhetoric. This is the first time in my lifetime that I would say I am deathly afraid for Donald Trump. I would not put assassination behind these people.
They're crazy. You're listening to The Clay Edwards Show. We'll be right back on 103.9 WYAB. Breaking rules when necessary. This segment's going to be brought to you by Mack Hike Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Flowood. If you're in the market for a new or premium used vehicle, check out Mack Hike Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Flowood. Go see my good friend Corey McDonald, Abe Morris, Brendan Parker, or Hunter. That's your management team over there, man. They will get you rolling in a new vehicle or a great pre-owned vehicle. I'm telling you, man, that Jeep Wagoneer, they brought it back. It is phenomenal. I'm telling you, if you're in the market for like a new Tahoe or a new Expedition, or heck, even like Range Rover, Land Rover type stuff, or like a big Mercedes, whatever their big SUV is, before you pull the trigger on that, go check out a Wagoneer. My buddy Michael bought one recently for his wife. They absolutely love it. When you get inside it, I mean, they're awesome. They are absolutely awesome. So go by, check that out. They got the Ram trucks, all the hot rod Dodge cars, the Hellcats, all that stuff. And just make sure you let them know you heard it on the Clay Edwards Show. We do appreciate them. And hey, speaking of Mack Hike, you can shop them online. MackHikeCDJRF.com, located right there on Lakeland Drive at Airport Road. And we appreciate them sponsoring our phone line here. And speaking of that, you can give us a call, 601-879-0002. We'd love to get your thoughts on the Mar-a-Lago raid, an attack on our democracy. I mean, the lefties have been screaming about attacks on democracy since January 6th. Hell, I think they started screaming it before the first window or the only window that got broke that day. This was an attack on democracy. This was the greatest threat to our democracy in the history of our democracy's democracy. All right, we got a caller on the Matt Kike of Flowood phone line. Hey, caller, you're on there.
Hey, it was an attack on democracy. I just, for whatever reason, started thinking this morning, 87,000 IRS agents that mainly target the South, keep in mind, you can look on any map you want to, majority of the audits are done in the Bible Belt.
Oh, absolutely. That is an army against conservatives. You realize there is now more IRS agents than Marines?
Okay, well, keep this in mind, just perspective. Right now, the active Cuban army has 50,000 soldiers.
Yep.
The active army. We don't have 87,000. We have 87,000 on top of the ones we already had. So there is a larger force coming for us than Cuba.
Yeah, there was already 56,000.
So what is that? 126,000?
Yep.
130,000?
Somewhere in there. Just
and they've got around a million rounds of ammo. Why does the IRS need ammo?
To kill us.
Okay, well, I'm just as long as everybody's on the same page.
Oh, yeah, trust me, dude. I'm gonna tell you something, and somebody will clip this out and say Clay's scary, but I've never been more afraid of my government than I am right now.
I'm with you, and I'm not scared for me. I've had a good 40-something years. My kids, they don't need to grow up in the way this is going.
No, it's scary, man. And I mean, I know that 2024 is not going to be a magic wand to make it all go away, but we got to get some brakes pressed.
Okay, well, here's
this has been all gas, all right. No brakes, and I mean, we are careening off a cliff.
Let's say that Trump comes back. Let's say we survive the 2024, and Trump gets the end. If he goes after the Clintons and all that stuff, all they're going to do is just turn the narrative around and say that he's just going back for a gotcha moment or trying to, you know, just do. It's not going to have the same stick that it would have had, and. Previous years.
No, look, I don't try to pretend like I know how all the lawmaking and all that stuff works, but I'm hoping if we can get control of the House and the Senate that we can gut this bill and take a lot of this money they just gave away or this powers. If you can give power, you can take it away, which we know the government never does that, but wishful thinking on my end.
I heard a really good point yesterday, and that's just because there's 87,000 job openings for the IRS, why can't we put a fire under these Republicans to not fund it? We don't have to fund it. And if you can't pay somebody to do a job, they're not going to do it. So even if the bill passes, we need to get on our representatives' butts about cut the funding.
Yeah, absolutely, brother. Great phone call this morning.
Thanks.
All right, we got another caller here on the Matt Kike of Flowood phone line. Hey, caller, you're on there.
Hi.
Hey.
This is Louise.
Hey, Louise.
I am an older American.
Ma'am?
And I followed politics since I was old enough to vote and before. Now, this is the worst open sin our government has performed. The only thing I can think of that might have been as bad, that they was covered up much better. I am not a Democrat. However, I do believe in honoring any president. Now, when Kennedy was killed, and made out like that Harvey Oswald or whatever was a loner. 40 years later, we find out that he was working for the Russian government. Okay, that's an external attack. This is an internal attack. And this is the worst thing I've ever seen happen in my government, and I am angry.
Yes, ma'am. Look, I'm glad you're fired up, and I love to hear from my elders, you know, for some historical perspective. Because you've lived life and you've seen a lot. And I think that more people need to listen to folks who have lived through these things and to understand the context of just how bad this is.
Now, the gentleman who spoke about his children, I agree 100% with him. I have 12 great-grandchildren. None of them are here in Mississippi. But they have a right to learn the facts of this United States of America. No, it's never been perfect. But it's the best thing we've ever had. And as a female, it's the best country to live in. I'm very tired of the color divide, but this thing is dangerous to the security of this country. I will be quiet. I'll stop now because I talk too much.
You talk all you want.
You have a good day, sir.
You too. Thank you so much. Ms. Louise there, we sure do appreciate her. I believe that is Miss Sylvia's mother, if my memory serves me correctly. We really do appreciate them getting up and listening to the show. And, man, that's some perspective, I'm going to tell you. When your elders who have lived through things are telling you that this is the worst it's ever been, listen to them. Listen to them. They know. I'm telling you, man, this is a threat on our democracy. I'm just going to be like a lefty here. It's a threat on our democracy. We're still a republic, by the way. Let's see here, man. I have a few more thoughts on this. We were talking a minute ago, one of the callers, and I said that they need to, if Republicans get control, they need to start arresting these folks. And you hate to get into a mudslinging back and forth, but the rules of engagement have changed. And I'm telling you, the lefties are so stupid and arrogant that they thought that they would get Joe Biden in there and they would censor all the right people on big tech platforms and it would go away. And we would just all like Joe Biden and we would all just fall in line. They didn't anticipate Let's Go Brandon. They didn't anticipate alternative tech platforms arising like Rumble, BitChute, Truth Social, so on and so forth. They only think in the now. They do not think two steps ahead. They can't. They don't work like that. It's like when you're arguing with one of these idiots and the first thing out of their mouth is racist before they've even had a conversation with you. They don't know. They just go to these default reactions. They just live in the present. They do not care. See, like, but the Democrats, I hate this Democrat-Republican conversation, but I don't know any other way to phrase it. Unhinged lunatics on the left. But their beady little minds can't comprehend is when MAGA and America First, not Republicans, not these cuck Republicans, but MAGA, American First, mad lads get control of this thing. When we actually get some men up there that can compare to Lauren Boebert and Marjorie Taylor Greene that bring some big energy to D.C., we're coming for you. All these little rules and these things you put in place, we're going to turn it against you. We're going to use all these things against you. Can't wait. I cannot wait. Get my popcorn. I mean, I'll probably be in a gulag by then. Then my IRS agents. E comes early in the alphabet. they're going to get me. But it's going to be interesting to watch, man. I mean, because I think we're at civil war. I do. And I think that them adding another army of agents. I mean, I forgot what the number was for active Marines, but there is now, or there now will be, the potential to be more IRS agents than Marines. And, you know, that's the people they're going to fill these positions with as far as these agents go. There's always law enforcement and police looking to get other jobs. I mean, federal jobs are still good jobs. You get the benefits, stuff like that, and you're going to get those law enforcement guys saying, man, I'm just doing my job. I'm just doing my job. It's just my job to enforce the laws, not to I don't make them. I'm just doing my job. Oath breakers. Got a lot of them out there. You know, we support good police. Oath takers, oath keepers. We support them folks. But these IRS agents, these are going to be oath breakers. All right, tell you what, let's take a break real quick. Come back, reset a little bit. If y'all guys want to call in, Matt Kike of Flowood phone line, 601-879-0002. I got a bunch of texts on the Guns and Gear text line. I'm going to read them when we come back. You can join in on that party at 769-241-1944. This is the Clay Edwards Show. I'll be right back. Breaking rules when necessary. Man, you know, I get a lot of hate mail. We'll just say that. There's a guy on the Save Jackson Instagram that hates me because I do videos. He thinks I'm just trying to be famous or something is what he's saying. He just says it's trash and all this, that, and the other. But these very people that are complaining about that are the same ones that were complaining when I wasn't showing my face, when I was only posting stuff. So the point being, they don't like the message. It doesn't matter how you deliver it, whether it's in person, in text, in meme, in photo, or in video. If they don't like what you're telling them, they're going to find a way to complain and cry about it. I love making people angry. Because if you can get them angry, you can find out what pushes their buttons. If you can find out what pushes their buttons, you can maybe change their mind. Like, this guy's mad as Hades at me right now. And I really don't argue back and forth with them too much. Again, I just like to push their buttons. Let's see here. So, I've been getting a lot of texts the last few days from people who are getting attacked online by a psychopath who's going and giving people a lot of bad reviews and this, that, and the other. And it's people that comment anything conservative online. They may be commenting on the Save Jackson page, a WLBT news article, an APT article, JTV. You get the point. If you say anything out of line, there's this psychopath, and y'all know who I'm talking about, that goes unhinged lunatic, that goes and gives people bad reviews and all this stuff. Man, the best I can tell you is just block him, you know, but don't stop. Don't let the left try to cower you into fear. Or fear you, whatever I'm trying to say. You know, don't let them try to cancel you. Don't let them use threats of calling you homophobe, transphobe, insurrectionist, racist, all that stuff. Just say, so, and you take all the power away from them. Don't let that stuff bother you. You know, heck, when I see that this idiot goes and leaves somebody a bad review, I go and it makes me want to support that business. Not because I agree with anybody that's a racist, homophobe, bigot, blah, blah, blah. I just know that if it's coming from that crowd, that it ain't true. And this is probably a great American patriot, or as Kim Wade would say, Christians, patriots, and rednecks. I know that we're probably on the same page, and these are people I want to break bread with. So I wouldn't let the a bad online review worry you too much. I really wouldn't. I mean, it sucks. It's all social credit score stuff. And don't let them use that. The people that post stuff like that aren't doing business with you anyway. I mean, let's be honest. They're not. So I got a text there during the break from a buddy of mine that his business got attacked. And he was upset. Back in to the Clay Edwards Show, hour number two, here on a Tuesday morning. This segment is going to be brought to you by our friends over at Watkins Construction and Roofing. A roof repair can cause you a lot of stress. Choosing the right roofing company to repair your roof is going to be very important. Most contractors will try to convince you that replacement is the only way to go, and that, my friends, is not the Watkins way. They believe in an honest assessment. It doesn't necessarily mean replacement. In most cases, all you need is a repair. So whether you have a leaky roof, you need chimney repair, flat roof repair, roof water leak, shingle roof repair, metal roof repair, chimney flashing repair, Watkins Construction Roofing is your go-to roof repair specialist. Give them a call today, 601-966-8233 for your complimentary roof assessment, or check them out online at WatkinsConstructionInc.com. All right. Let's see here, man. We got Derek on hold on the Mack Hike of Flowood phone line. Hey, brother, you on there?
Hey, good morning. Clay, for obvious reasons, I can't speak too much on this particular topic, but CBS News during the break, you know, I hope the trooper, when he's done with all this, sues these alphabet agencies just like Kyle Rittenhouse did, and just like Mark Sandman did, but for making false and untrue statements. He never put the guy in a chokehold. Neither did he assault him or beat him. He did what's called an iron wrist lock takedown, which is totally permissible when somebody's passively resisting. And that guy, it made no difference whether the cuffs was on him or not. He was resisting arrest.
Let's rewind a little bit. You're talking about the Highway Patrol incident down in Macomb?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but the Alphabet News agency has said assault, chokehold, and none of those things happened. That was a wrist lock takedown using the cuff as leverage, which is totally permissible because the guy was resisting arrest, regardless of whether he was in cuffs or not. So, no, the trooper didn't batter him, and the news agencies need to stop that.
Well, here's the unfortunate thing is that's not the only reason that's even a story or anything is because that guy was black. And I hate that. I hate to boil it down to that, but that's exactly what that is. If that dude was white or any other color for that matter, this wouldn't even be a conversation. Or if the cop had been black, if the highway patrolman had been black, this wouldn't be a conversation. But it's simply just because those guys film that stop and film those type interactions and insert their opinions into that stuff. Those are people that want to go viral and they want their 5 minutes of fame. It's all fake.
And then get this right here. Yeah, you got the right to film, but you don't have the right to harass and intimidate.
Exactly. Exactly.
So, you know, that's another thing. So just because these cop watcher guys go out there and film, fine, go ahead. But the minute you start getting into a shout match, and that's intimidation.
It's interfering. It really You're is. Interfering in the process. He could have come right over there and arrested him. You know, there's a difference in keeping a respectful distance and filming. I don't have a problem with that.
And I thank the other guy that stopped that was on his way to the gym, because when you look at it, he passively, aggressively got between the trooper and the aggressive guy.
Yep. You know, but the trooper's got to not know what's going on at that time either, you know? I mean, is this guy on the other team or what? I mean, that's a bad situation to be in. And, you know, people love the Monday morning quarterback, what I would have done. And I think we got Thomas on hold. I'm sure he's going to have some interesting opinions about it. He's all fired up because, you know, you're not allowed to aggressively arrest black folks. You're just
well,
not.
Hey, Clay, I also want to say this. Yesterday and today was Mar-a-Lago. Tomorrow if we don't fight, it's going to be your home and mine through the IRS. So, y'all, this is a microcosm of what they're trying to do. They're trying to see how far they can go. They're literally going to bring another January 6th upon them.
Well,
they know we're not going
to
take it.
I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. And they want this to happen so bad. They want somebody. They want another Oklahoma City. They want another Unabomber. They want somebody to be pushed to that point so they can lock us down and start arresting all of us and sending us to camps with one-way train tickets. This is what they want. They want to be able to look, see, we told you. See, we told you they're unhinged right-wing lunatics.
Yep.
Because somebody's going to do it. They're going to push some dude that thinks he has nothing left to lose, that doesn't care. He'd rather be dead than in jail, lost everything. He's taking some people out going with him and taking people out with him as he goes out. And they're going to get what they want from somebody. Somebody's going to have had enough.
And these people that sat back and put Democrats in just because they wanted to see whites and conservatives suffer, you're going to find yourself being in that child line, my friend. Especially when they push this emission green standard crap. Now, don't get me wrong. I am a conservationist. if you're doing stuff like the city of Jackson was allowing that sludge to dump into the reservoir, I mean, the river, that's clear. That's clear polluting. I'll fight that with you. You know, if oil is spilling into the ocean, that's clear. But when you come up with BS pseudoscience about CO2 emissions and all this, no. You're not going to sell me on that. You know, because the very education you said I had to get is contradictory to what you said destroying the earth.
Yeah, I just got a text in on the Guns and Gear text line that says, asked did I mean to say false flag? No, I didn't. Because I don't necessarily think that, I mean, I have no doubt that they wouldn't do that. But I'm saying I think they may legitimately push somebody out there to doing exactly what they want. You keep pressing on somebody hard enough, people are gonna snap.
Oh, no doubt.
Like real life, not false flag, snap.
You know, what used to be the old saying back in the 80s, especially with a comedian, what's his name, Edgar said, he said that's the second rule to the golden rule. You don't bother me, I don't bother you.
Exactly, brother.
Hey, exactly. You have a good day, man.
Hey, you too, Derek. Thank you, man. All right, let's go to one more call here on the Guns and Gear. I mean, on the Matt Kiker Flowwood phone line. I believe we got Thomas on the line. Thomas, you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes.
What you talking about occurring already occurred in Buffalo, New York.
Do I know?
When that lunatic slipped out and killed all those black people in that grocery store in Buffalo. So, you guys are losing your mind. And maybe you guys don't have the beginning of the video. I'm looking at the beginning of the video.
What about the transgender left wing nut job that killed all those kids down in Uvalde?
Can I get friends with what I was saying? You guys are not looking at the beginning of the video. I'm looking at the beginning of the video now, and I see this guy. The officer is standing in the middle of the street, and he's looking like he's directing traffic. And the other guy is arrested and handcuffed, and he pushed him in the chest, and he was talking to that other white guy that you guys were claiming for the gym. It's like they were just three people just standing in the middle of the street. Nobody was messing with nobody. Then the officer went over and pushed the guy in the chest because he was talking to the other guy that was coming from the gym. Then he football tackled him and threw him in the ditch. He was arrested. It's like they were just chilling, like three guys just sitting out there, except the black guy was in the handcuffs. They just standing in the middle of the street, and all of a sudden, the white guy came up and said something derogatory to the black guy, and the black guy responded back. And that's when the officer pushed him in the chest with his hand. Then he grabbed him and threw him to the ground in the ditch. That's what happened.
Now,
that is police brutality,
You're
sir.
Speculating.
He was already arrested. When you got handcuffed, first of all, he arrested. Why are you letting him stand out in the middle of the street? You should have put him in the car.
He was getting ready to run.
That man was not getting ready to run. That man was standing there. If he wanted to run, how you going to run in handcuffs? If he wanted to run, he would have been ran. That man was standing there. And that white guy got out of his truck and said something smart to that man. And that man, in handcuffs, responded. And that's when that officer started attacking him. Now, I don't know what video you guys watching, but you guys got to be some damn fools.
That you can't even hear the conversation they're having in that video.
You can't hear the conversation. Your ears working, Clay. I'm younger than you. Your ears must not be working, sir.
The only conversation you can hear
your
is that guy hollering.
Your eyes are going bad, boy.
Just like you hollering now. That's all you can hear. That's all. I'm not going to do that this morning. That's all you can hear in that video. And I'm just going to be honest with you. I don't care. He could have pulled his baton out and beat that guy within a half inch of his life. I just don't care. This ain't the show. You can go call over to NPR. Cry to them about it. They'll have some sympathy for you. I don't have it. I don't care. I'm sorry. This ain't the show. I don't care. First off, it happened in Macomb. I don't care. I just don't. Let's take another call here on the Matt Kiker Flowwood phone line. Hey, caller.
Good morning, Cliff.
Hey.
This is Sylvia.
Hey, Sylvia. This is Clay, not Cliff.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I know that this is Clay. Sorry.
All good.
Okay, good. I didn't mean to do that. I just wanted to say the following. One, I'm sick and tired of black people acting crazy when a so-called white cop does something to a so-called black person. Now, if you don't want to be manhandled, that's what I'd call it, by the police, then stay out of trouble and stop breaking the law. Now, that man had a choice. He chose to break the law. The trooper, was it a trooper or an officer?
It was a trooper.
Trooper, okay. The trooper made a choice to protect and serve and contain, to minimize this man from doing anything else. He did not wake up this morning or yesterday morning and say, I am going to chokehold a black person. Now, it seems like too many blacks are just getting in trouble with the law, and then they get upset when somebody who is non-black does something to them. I'm sick of it. Many blacks that get in trouble are criminals. That's all they are criminals. What do you expect people to do? You're not being a productive, law-abiding citizen, so you have to be caged. You really do. And I'm just tired of them doing that and saying something about, oh, this white man did something wrong to this black suspect who is in custody. Don't get in custody. And I'm not saying that the trooper did anything wrong. As a matter of fact, I know the trooper didn't do anything wrong. I don't care what film they come up with. They chop stuff all the time, only show certain segments of things, and it is just downright sickening. Blacks, you don't want to be in trouble with the law. You don't want police officers to do anything to you, then be law-abiding citizens.
Well, you know,
go ahead.
No, thank you, Sylvia. I'll respond off there. I appreciate it.
All righty. Thank you. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye. I want to say this, and we got another call on hold, but the video picks up well into the incident. And Thomas texts in on the Guns and Gear text line and says that it was over a suspended license. He didn't get pulled over a suspended license. You know, I don't know. I don't know how the guy got there, how he ended up back out of the cop car. None of that. The video doesn't show any of that. It shows the guy acting a donkey in the middle of the street. So even if it was a suspended license, guess what? Now it's resisting arrest. It's just like on high speed pursuits. It doesn't matter why you ran. Once you hit the gas instead of the brakes, reset button. I don't, why is that so hard to understand? Let's take one more call before we go to break here. Hey, caller, you're on there.
Clay, I'm sorry I had to call back, man, but yeah. I had to go ahead and just dash that foolishness earlier. I'm very careful with my words, and I'm very observant, and I get the full story. And so far, none of that even happened that he was talking about. None of it.
No, he's texting now. He's in cuffs. This is a nothing sandwich to me. It doesn't interest me. It's not good radio. I just don't care.
I got you. Have a good one.
Hey, I appreciate you, Derek. Thank you, brother. Yeah, Derek, that wasn't a knock at you for calling in and talking about it either. I just, these police and black folk encounters, it just doesn't interest me. You know, you'll get one out of 10, one out of a million that go sideways or whatever, and somebody tries to blow it up into more than it is. And I just don't care. I really don't. Behave. Don't resist. Let's take one more call before we go to the break, since that one was short. I think we got Lacey here on the back like a flow with phone line. Hey, Lacey.
Hey. I just wanted to say Thomas doesn't care about that man. He doesn't care. The only reason he's calling and acting a fool is because it's a white on black. That's the only reason. So he doesn't care either. Trust me, he doesn't. He's an idiot. And that's all I got to say.
Thank you, Lacey. All right, let's take a break real quick. Come back. I want to talk about Jackson Water and certain restaurant and bar owners that finally had enough. I got some words about that. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. 103.9 WYAB. breaking rules when necessary. Hey, I just want to say something to Derek real quick. I was sending him a text, but I'll just say it. You know, when I said I just wasn't interested in it, that was not directed towards him. That was directed towards Thomas's manufactured outrage over an incident that has nothing to do with his day-to-day life. It won't affect him one way nor another. Josh texted in on the Guns and Gear text line and brought up a good point. You know, where's the outrage over the black lady out there at the daycare in Flowood that was choking kids and beating them? You know, where's the outrage on that? But, neither here nor there. But speaking of the Guns and Gear text line, let's run through some text real quick. And I will, and I want to get to this water story. My buddy Paul texted in, says, you know, when I was a teenager, you knew that if you ran and were caught by the Hinds County boys, you'd probably get a foot in your butt. They would definitely handle you roughly. It was expected. I don't know why they can't say, damn, I tried to get away and they caught me, and just take the lumps. I don't either, man. You know, it's like they just, they can't handle being a, the George Floyd situation, for one, it broke them. Or that, some people say it goes back as far as Ferguson. Was that the Michael Brown hands up, don't shoot thing? All fake. But it broke them. Now every encounter they think with a law enforcement officer could be life or death. Well, it can be if you don't act right. Just like it would be for me. If I pulled out here on 49 this morning and got pulled over and a cop walks up to my window and I tell him to kick rocks, why you pull me over? I didn't do nothing. And I resist and I don't comply. And I don't give him my license, and I don't get out of the car, and I don't, you know, and I just act like I'm a dead weight. I may dang well end up a dead weight. Paperweight. It may very well end up a paperweight. I told the story a couple times here recently about, you know, getting punked out by a Brandon cop in the gas station parking lot because he didn't like the way I was parked in front of the building. I wasn't happy about it. I wanted to act like a punk, but I wanted to go home even more. I went home, got on the radio the next day, lived my life, took my lumps, and went on. See, I got my butt whooped by the police early on in life. Brian McCurley, God rest his soul, Hinds County Deputy Sheriff. He was a good man. He was tough. He was real tough. If you hung out in Byram, South Jackson, back in the early, mid-90s, when he was really on a tear, and you messed up, but he didn't pull no punches. Man, I remember some kids going to grass his yard or do something one time, but he whooped them kids so bad. He made an example. You knew that if you messed, he was the F around and find out guy before we had ever heard the phrase before. But I got pulled over one time. I had a truck, a little mini truck. It would backfire at will. Like I could, ba-boom, just turn the ignition and make it backfire. And I would do that every now and then, ride by somebody's house, sit a honk my horn, I would backfire my truck. As ridiculous as this sounds, I never, at 15, 16 years old, you don't think about this. I never thought somebody may think I'm doing a drive-by. That thought never crossed my mind at that point in my life. Well, I passed by this girl's house over in Brooklyn, over there off of a Mayfair shirt, you know, that area. There'd been a party the night before. Ba-boom, you know. Well, I forgot that at the party the night before, there was a fight and somebody had showed a gun or something like that. And when I rode back by later and ba-boom, that they thought somebody was shooting up the house. Fast forward a few hours later, I'm riding down Sidewell Road in Byram. About 800,000 blue lights come up behind me, right at the entrance to Lake Dockery. And I get snatched out of that truck. I got Brian McCurley's foot on the back of my neck. I've got guns pointed at my head. And keep in mind, I'm not 16 years old, maybe 17. And this is so South Jackson right here, mid-90s South Jackson, what I'm about to say. I had on a big old thick herringbone that I got at the Metro Center, big gold, flat gold chain. I probably was wearing some Tommy Hilfiger and some Jabos, maybe even purple Jabos, who knows. But I was definitely wearing some Tommy Hilfiger. Man, I had to show them police on the side of the road that I could make my truck backfire, or they were going to take me to jail for shooting at a house that didn't get shot at. Point being, even then, even in the midst of all that, you know, I got roughed up pretty good by them police. That put the fear of God in me. I learned that day not to mess around with Hinds County. All right, man, let's check the Guns and Gear text line here. A lot of text by Thomas. I'm not going to try to read all that. Let's see here. Where can we see the video that he's watching? That fool is an idiot. He's a great example of how they twist to fit the narrative, anything to go against law enforcement. DarkHorsePressNow.com has the story up. You can either go to their Facebook page or their website, and it's a Facebook Live video of whoever pulled over, went on Facebook Live, and it's embedded into the story. So that's how you can see it. Just go to Teresa's site, DarkHorsePressNow.com, and watch the video. We got somebody that offers, I will pay you to stop taking phone calls from Thomas. We can negotiate that. That is absolutely negotiable. Make an offer, and it doesn't have to be high. We're dealing in pennies here. It wouldn't take much for me to quit doing that. I believe Chris texted in and told Sylvia to go sit down. And long-time listener, first-time texter says, with all the evidence, video, first-hand knowledge, caught lying in court, why was nothing done to prosecute these liars and frauds? I believe that's earlier in reference to a point earlier in the show about, and that's Willie on the Guns and Gear text line, talking about Hillary Clinton and all that stuff. I don't know, man. Why hadn't they prosecuted them? They need to. All right, man, let's get into this before our break here. And we'll come back and take conversation on it. I'll tell you what. I got two things. I'll just flip them. One shorter. Jackson, Mississippi. Woo, doggy. Y'all did it. You're number one. You are number one. Finally, we're not last at something. Number one. Do you know what it is? Drum roll. Y'all got the most STDs in the country. That's right. Not even by per capita or anything. You legitimately have the most STDs in the country in Jackson, Mississippi. And I imagine probably going to be the number one monkeypox outbreak in the country too, right behind like New York and San Francisco and New Orleans after decadence in a few weeks. But listen to this. Jackson, Mississippi has 4,281 reported STD cases. That's people who actually went to the doctor and got a test and found out they got something. So you know it's way higher than that. 4,281, and the population's around 175,000, give or take. Baltimore had been the reigning champ. Baltimore this year has 3,707. So a little more than 500 less cases. Baltimore has a population of 500,000. But I tell you what, man. Jackson, y'all just keep fighting, man. You're going to be the murder capital of the world, too, of America. I mean, I really think if you try really hard, you just try a little harder, that you can beat Chicago in straight numbers. Not just population, straight numbers. Not per capita. I mean, I think y'all can go for the overall championship. All right, man. We'll be right back. And I want to talk about this Jackson Water stuff and these restaurants finally calling this administration out. Breaking rules when necessary. Welcome back into the Clay Edwards Show. This segment is going to be brought to you by our good friends over at Lakeland Glass and Tint. If you need your home, car, or business windows tinted, Lakeland Glass and Tint is your one-stop shop. If you need your automobile windshield replaced, man, holler at my boy and them over there at Lakeland Glass and Tint. Mr. Jason Anderson, great American patriot, great human being. They're always giving back to the community. Hey, look, man, they're also doing vehicle wraps now, too. And, they, and when I say vehicle wraps, they have the ability to wrap anything. I mean, if you got a wall you want to put your logo on or any of that, you get at them. If you want to advertise your business, a rolling billboard is a great way to do it. Or, heck, maybe you just want to change the color of your car. Man, I'm tired of looking at this, but I don't want to go through getting it painted. Put a wrap on it. It's a great way to protect your vehicle's paint, too. They also offer the Expel, the clear wrap that they can put on your car. And Expel is the top-of-the-line clear wrap out there. And I guess they also make color wraps as well. But anyway, LakelandGlassIntent.com or give them a call, 601-946-1000, where quality matters. All right, man. So last night or yesterday at some point in time, let's see here. It was like about 6 o'clock last night, 7 o'clock last night. Arden Barnett over at Dueling Hall released a statement on the Dueling Hall Facebook page. And it says, I'm just going to read the letters. I don't care about the caption. It says, water crisis letter to city officials. We are writing this letter regarding the ongoing water crisis in the city of Jackson. The effect of back-to-back citywide boil water notices alongside the dramatic negative consequences of citywide water outages impacts the quality of life for the citizens of Jackson, healthcare facilities, schools, and the business community. But perhaps no sector is more affected than restaurants. Several restaurant owners conveyed the negative impact that boil water notices have had on their businesses at a Jackson City Council emergency preparedness / water ad hoc committee meeting held on August 3rd. Water is an integral part of the restaurant operations. It is required to prepare food and drink items, make ice, operate bathrooms, wash hands, wash pots, plates, and utensils. When the water is interrupted or is not consumable, restaurants have to make drastic changes to their normal methods of operation. They're required to obtain ice from vendors that have access to an approved water supply. The demand for ice is so great that many are using vendors as far away as Meridian. But Arden, are those gay, black, trans, minority ice vendors you're using from? You got to spread the wealth here, buddy. Diversity, equity, and inclusion, Arden. Make sure that ice is coming from a DEI-approved source. All right, back to the quote. Water has to be boiled or purchased to prepare food and drink items, wash hands, wares, and utensils. Canned soft drinks have to be purchased as beverage fountains can't be utilized. Coffee service grinds to a halt. All brewed coffee must be boiled prior to service, as do any forms of brewed iced tea. All of this comes at a tremendous cost to restaurant owners. Some owners reported spending as much as $500 a day on these items. Ultimately, we all want to have a reliable source of clean, consumable water. To that end, the restaurant industry wants to do what it can to see this change, take place. Our industry is known for its philanthropy and community outreach, which includes us. Please include us in these efforts. Immediately, we need to have a source of water in which we can operate restaurants without the additional cost of purchasing ice, water, and canned beverages. We need transparency. What are the issues at hand? Why can the issues at OB Curtis Treatment Plant not be remedied? So why can't they fix the plant? So we have had two water outages and three boil water notices in 16 months. We worry that they are coming faster and more frequently than they last longer and are more severe in nature each time. Government is what we agree to do together. It is a basic cornerstone of our democracy, just like Raiden Mar-a-Lago. To work together to solve problems, why is the city of Jackson unable to find a path to resolution for this major community health problem? The bottom line is we are suffering and have been suffering silently for a long, long time. Collectively, we are exhausted and we are banding together to force action. We are the governed and we are asking for those who govern us to fix this problem. If the problem is a money issue, why cannot funds be found? If the problem is a competency issue, Why cannot the capable minds and hands be hired for the task? Because y'all elected an idiot. If the political logjam, is it a political logjam? What is the path to break through it? This letter serves as our first formal attempt to focus attention on the crisis and to engage with our city, county, and state leadership with the intent of applying pressure to get action. We are in common agreement that this is but our first step. We intend on staying in the arena and pushing for action so that all who live, work, or visit Jackson can have safe and dependable drinking water 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days of each year. And, you know, before I go any further and give my opinions on this, the next ad on the Dueling Hall Facebook page is promoting a traveling drag queen show. But, you know, neither here nor there. You know, man, I'm just going to be honest with you. I mean, I don't disagree with any of the stuff he said in there. I'd be a hypocrite if I did. But I have a hard time mustering up a lot of sympathy for Arden Barnett and Dueling Hall. The same Dueling Hall that decided to self-impose a vaccine mandate for anybody to come inside there last year. That Dueling Hall? The same Dueling Hall that made that self-imposed vaccine mandate retro to all events that had already been purchased. So if you had made plans to go and weren't vaxxed, you were just SOL. They did give refunds in their time, because I had tickets to an event, so I'm a little salty about it. I got my refund a while later. You know, it wasn't just like, I think they were like surprised. You know, like, what? You want your money back? You're not going to get the totally safe and effective Fauci sauce? You know, he mentioned that they do charitable events. Well, I got an idea for a charitable event. Why don't we do a fundraiser there for all of the people who lost their jobs, careers, livelihoods, homes, businesses, and everything else over the vaccine mandates and the COVID lockdowns? Look, I hope they get their water. I hope that they're able to tie into the water supply down at the water well down at the fairgrounds. I hope the state will come up with that money. I spoke to my state representative about it the other day, told him I hope that they do it. I spoke to Fred Shanks the other day and brought that up and said I would personally love to see that happen. Not that I swing any weight one way or another. They don't care what Clay Edwards thinks. But I'm pulling for it to happen, you know, because that area is the lifeblood of Jackson. I mean, I wish it could get out there to my buddy Lance at Capitol Grill and all them places. I feel sorry for these business owners, our friend Christy at the Book Rack. You know, all these business owners. You know, I hope they're able to get the situation remedied. I feel terrible for them. I really do. But I just have a hard time mustering up any sympathy for Mr. Barnett there. I really do. All right, man. So, look, we got a couple texts here on the Guns and Gear text line. Let's see. Derek says, I know what you meant. Dumb liberals can run you crazy. Yeah, true that. True that. Apparently, Serena Williams has retired. If you like watching tennis, Serena Williams has officially retired. Let's see. Josh says, you know, as far as on the Guns and Gear text line, for the water in Jackson, what happens if there's a bad chlorella outbreak? The water has been horrible for a while. And let's see here. Let's see. Sylvia responded to Chris's comment about her needing to sit down. She goes, Chris, you're exactly the type of black that I'm talking about. You're a little man without any reasoning. You certainly aren't using a good brain. You're a black person. Said black person, stop breaking the black people. Stop breaking the law. Then law enforcement personnel will leave you alone. As for President Trump, he's going to fight this crude. He will be triumphant. Let's see here if there's any more texts we need to read. I do appreciate y'all calling in. I try to get to all these texts. I really do. And Thomas is mad at me that I just don't care about what happened down there in Macomb. As far as I'm, he should have just maced him and got it over with. I mean, that's really how I feel. I just don't, Thomas, I don't care about his race. That stuff doesn't affect me, and that's the only reason you care. Anyway. The water stuff in Jackson. I saw what they just announced last night, that they're building a huge new condo development. And I shared it on Facebook right there at Meadowbrook. And it's gorgeous. It's beautiful. But I asked a simple question when I shared it. Or actually, this was the comment in the architecture's Facebook, the architect group that designed it. I just asked a simple comment, not even in a rude way. I said, where do they plan on getting their water from? Are they building a well, or are they depending on the city of Jackson to do it for them? Oh, woke Jackson wasn't happy. They were not happy. They attacked me in the comments. And that's what's going to happen to Arden over there. Woke Jackson, you know, Kamikaze and the comic book record store guy, the clown that runs the social media for Jackson. That's the little woke Jackson crew. They're going to be the first ones to go type up on their Facebook or Twitter post, say, oh, if you don't like it, leave. You don't like the water here, leave. We don't want you anyway. We don't want you anyway. You don't want to be here and take these lumps with us. We don't want you. Positive solutions only, Arden. Positive solutions only. It's government. There's bad water. Fix it. There's your positive solution. We'll be right back on the Clay Edwards Show. All right, welcome back into the last segment of the Clay Edwards Show for Tuesday here. You know, also something I wanted to say about the condominium development out there, I guess it's on the north side of Fondren, right there on Meadowbrook. Are we going to pretend that the north side ain't right there? The north side, N-A-W-F, that's how they spell it, north side. They're gonna build a wall around this thing? We're going to pretend that all that crime ain't over there? This is what they call gentrification. I wish them the best. I really do. I'm never going to shun development, but what do they plan on doing about the crime? Are we adding more Jackson police? These are real questions. Like, you can't just put lipstick on a pig and hope that fixes it. It's still going to be a pig. It just doesn't make sense to me. I mean, I wish them the best. This Jackson water thing's bad. It's inevitably, at some point, there's going to have to be some big boy decisions made, some adult decisions, you know, from a financing standpoint for people, for developments that potentially are looking to come to the city. I guess they can all build their own wells. You know, I don't know, but you can't build where there isn't water. I mean, it just doesn't make financial sense. If you're going to operate a business, you got to have water. You had to have consistency with the water supply. They're going to end up losing a lot of these businesses. They are. They, you know, I don't know. I don't know what you do. You don't build. You don't build in Jackson. That's really all there is to it. I wish them all the best, man. I hate it. I guess people just don't want to realize it, or they talk to the city and the city lies to them. Said, no, it's not as bad as it sounds. It is worse than it sounds. I sugarcoat it some. It's worse than it sounds. Go follow the Pearl River Keeper on Facebook page. They keep up with all the sewage that's going in the Pearl River into your potential drinking water. It's scary. All right, man, great show today. Mike Madison's up next. Podcast will be available shortly. Check out ClayEdwardsShow.com.